Well, Nancy, Halloween is upon us, and the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroot and I have made our plans for this year's Halloween.
What are you going to do?
Well, we picked out two or three movies that we can go out to see starting in the early afternoon. We won't be back until well past midnight, and I think we're going to be able to avoid every last one of those little freeloaders.
That's because you're lucky. You don't have little kids.
Oh, you have a little freeloader of your own, don't you?
Actually, he's a darling boy, and he's planning on having not one, not two, but several friends over to celebrate the holiday on Saturday.
Oh, you're going to have a Halloween party?
Yeah.
Are you going to make caramel apples?
Yes, I am going to make caramel apples. Funny you should ask. I found some of those wonderful little lady apples. Those tiny little things are about the size of a tangerine. And those are perfect for making caramel apples. However, I decided this year that instead of, as I've done in years past, doing it the easy way, which is not so easy, that's taking the wrappers off of umpteen little caramels and eating every third one, that maybe I should make my own caramel sauce.
It's not that hard to make.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't, but it wouldn't
well,
be
then
hard
how do you know it's not so hard to make?
Well, what is it? It's sugar, butter, cream, and that's it, right? Maybe some vanilla?
Something like that. Well, you know, Nate loves when we make caramel apples. It's great fun. And we, of course, we have the fun new stove to cook it on. We've got the simmer burner. That should help. But I'm still waiting to get the greatest recipe I can from my readers. And then I'm going to put the thing together and make a little caramel and lick it off the spoon and contaminate the kids who come to my door.
So you're soliciting caramel apple recipes from your readers?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that supposed to go the other way around? Aren't you supposed to tell them how to do it?
Hey, I have a blog now. And the wonderful thing about having a blog is called give and take. And in this case, I'm taking.
You take while we do nothing but give.
Did I ever tell you about that giant Nestle's Crunch Bar I have?
No. Where did that come from?
From the folks at Nestle out at Carnation Farm where Camp Cory is. I went to a function there, and a couple of years ago when I had written about my mother used to steal my Nestle's Crunch Bars, this guy, as I was leaving, he obviously had read it. He stopped me and handed me a 10-pound Nestle's Crunch Bar.
No.
So Nate, of course, wanted to eat it. It is hysterical. I mean, it's just under 10 pounds.
Wow. How big is this thing? I mean, it's the size of what?
I want to say it's about like a yardstick long and
wow.
Maybe a foot wide. It's the real deal. Of course, now it's 2 years old, so it probably tasted all rancid and stuff. But Nate begged to eat it. And I said, are you kidding me? I'm going to fake out trick-or-treaters for the rest of my life with this thing.
Is that what you do? You show them the giant crunch bar? I'm surprised they didn't fling themselves at it like little piranhas and clamp on with their teeth.
Well, my intention is to open the Dutch door and hand that out. And as soon as they go to reach for it, I'll just, you know, give them one of those little mini ones instead. Forget about it, kid. And take this caramel apple while you're at it.
Well, you can send your caramel apple recipes to Nancy Leeson at her blog, All You Can Eat, which is easily linked from kplu.org. Can I get a look at that crunch bar when next I see you?
Yeah, that's going to be next weekend. Come on over. Maybe if you don't tell Nate, I'll cut a little tiny piece off the end of it for you.
Ooh, that'll be so wonderful. You know, I've got a block of Velveeta that I've had for 20 years, and I think it might still be good. I'm Dick Stein.